Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
It's time for Op die kassie again, and today I get to speak all things MasterChef. Again, of course, MasterChef Season 5 premieres on S3 on Saturdays at 8:30, rebroadcast on Sundays at 6:30 and Monday at 6. And today I get to welcome a fantastic, of course, wonderful MasterChef contestant, Penny Ryder, who recently exited the competition, and it's sad that she has gone, but listen, it's great to have you here on the other side. Penny, it's such a pleasure having you here. How are you doing?
I'm absolutely wonderful, Ashman. Thanks for asking. And I don't know if you're toasty hot over there, but we are here.
Well, it is. Yeah,
it's all good.
Listen, it's central South Africa. It's always hot. let's kick off with the recap of last week's episode. You know, the competition heated up as the top six became the top five. It was quite a challenge, you know, cooking in Spice Odyssey with, you know, renowned guest judge, Chef Vusi Ndlovu. Describe to me what it felt like to you, you know, to face such an intense elimination challenge.
For me, Tsurumi was introduction to these weird spices from West Africa, some of which I'd never heard of in my entire life. I cook with spices. The basics I know, you know, your star anise or cassia bark, that sort of thing, not an issue. But then there's something called grains of something or another, and anyway, I can't even say the names. And I think I got flustered at that point. Instead of focusing on what I know, which is Cape Malay spices, like you will not believe, and also going up to Mozambique side with the spices they use there and the chilies and everything. No, there's me getting a complete, no, I won't say on the radio, but in a knot. And yeah, it threw me. Unfortunately, it was not a good time to start, you know, right from the offset. I'm like, oh no. So yeah, I had a little bit, call it a speed wobble.
A speed wobble. Yes, we'll call it a speed wobble. Listen, you've had an incredible journey so far on the show, but you made it to the top six. Did you initially think you'd make it this far in the competition?
My aim on the competition, which I think every other 19 contestants' aim was exactly the same, was to make it to the final. That was my aim. So when you're in the show, you think, you know, your brain and everything, when before you get onto the actual show, you think, ah, no problem, I'm going to go to the final. When you're in it, you go, okay, I need to make the top 10.
Yes.
When you're in the top 10, you go, I need to make the top 5. And damn it, I was pipped at the post. I didn't make the top 5.
You didn't. Listen, no. You know, I don't want to talk about age here, but as far as I understand, you know, being the oldest contestant on the show, you know, it must have come with its own set of challenges. You know, how did that dynamic affect your experience in the kitchen?
Being oldest, which I definitely was by quite a few years, and in fact, I could have been a granny to one or two.
You'll be a fabulous granny, fabulous.
A galloping granny, I ended up initially being quite tired, actually, after a couple of episodes. And then I sort of picked up my pace and started to try and match it with the youngsters. And they were giving me the enthusiasm and the energy. And I was feeding back to them with my knowledge and my, Penny, how do you do this quickly? You know, what was that sponge cake again? And then that sort of thing. So for me, it was a good balance. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely beautiful. What motivated you to enter MasterChef?
I've always been a very keen cook. I've entered MasterChef before. The first episode, you know, when there was something like 2,500 people in Monte Cassino.
Yes, I remember.
I was there. And then the following year, I entered again and actually made it all the way up to the final table where you were judged by, unfortunately, my nerves left me at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So by the time I got to see the judges at, I think it was 9 o'clock at night, my nerves had caught the first bus out of there and I couldn't even talk.
You couldn't even
talk. So that was, I could not actually open my mouth. That's how nervous I was. I mean, now you can't bloody shut me up.
Now you can't shut me up. Listen, let's talk about last week's elimination round. You prepared those Mozambican peri-peri prawns.
Yes.
Penny, what went wrong with your dish?
What went wrong with my dish is basically my presentation was very bad for level sort of top six. It didn't look good. I am not a pro chef, so the judge's comments, I believe, were fair. Mm-hmm. That maybe I had too much vinegar, maybe it was too much lemon juice, and maybe the fried rice with the spices through wasn't the right accompaniment. But as I said, after I walked off, I turned around to myself and I said to myself, you stupid idiot, you should have made what you know, which is a papwirti, which has got over 15 spices in it, and it's all in my head. Well, but, you know, that's what happens,
Yeah, it is. Reflecting on your experience, you know, what would you say was the most unforgettable moment for you on the show?
The challenge that I enjoyed the most was Chef Alessandro with the Italian, please bring a South African vibe into Italian food.
Oh, lovely. Right? Yes.
I thoroughly enjoyed that challenge and I did well in it. It was great.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, if you could give any advice to potential contestants for future seasons, what would it be, Penny?
Advice, I would say to them, know your basics, know your sources. If you, no matter what you can fail, you can try and do a gazillion fancy smancies, but go back to your basics and do a course in plating. It helps.
It helps. Noted, noted. Penny, you know, now that you're out of the competition, what's next for you? What's happening? What can you tell us?
I've got quite a few things in the pipeline at the moment. One is actually to get my pop-up restaurant going from my house in Johannesburg that I'm hoping to have up and running by February. It'll only be one night a weekend.
Okay.
It'll be, if it's a crowd of people and that know each other, then I'll do a long tafel.
Oh, lekker.
If it's just individuals or twos or threes or fours, then I'll have individual tables. And I'll put it out on my social media. I'll also, you know, obviously vegans and all the rest of it need to come and eat. That's no problem. But don't expect me to bribe for a vegan. Sorry, I will. that's the main thing I'm really working towards is to get this little pop-up going. My hubby and I have this beautiful home that just rattles because it's empty.
Oh.
And it really lends itself to having people here.
Well,
that's what I'd like to do.
Well, I'm looking forward to that invitation, Penny. Before I let you go, 17 weeks of emotional ups and downs on that show.
Yes.
What was the biggest lesson that you took away from MasterChef?
I'd say don't beat yourself up about what you can't change, number one. Number two is I am happy that I met the most diverse group of people. I got exposed to people that I usually wouldn't know. I wouldn't socialize with or anything. Now it's exchanging this, please meet me at so-and-so, let's go and have a drink, let's go and have a bite to eat. It was fantastic. It just made me realize, actually, there's a whole new world I didn't know about at my age.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, listen, thank you so much, Penny, for sharing your journey with me here on Optikasi. I want to wish you all the best with your future culinary adventures and endeavors. And who knows, I get to come and see you at that lung tafel, perhaps?
I hope you do. I really hope you do.
Optikasi met Ashmund Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.